Krista Bender, also known as AV Krista, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, I'm Corey Moss at CB Moss, and you are listening to AV Power Up on this publication.
Hi, I'm Stacey Kringlin at Vadio Stacey, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
Ronnie?
It's your turn, Ronnie.
Hi. Take your time.
I just wanted to make sure that that was me and not somebody else. So this is me, Johnny, on this show currently, or from the past. I don't know. If you've been listening to the show previously, you know that I'm a slayer of grilled cheese sandwiches and more frequently of tacos. You can follow me on Twitter at JMoto3. I won't follow you back if it's only from a distance.
Hello. This is
Hello
at Hot Jobs Rich. Look for me somewhere on Twitter. I'm there. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm even more everywhere. But first, I want to introduce you to our very own Yogi, the queen of the downward facing dog, our very own Krista Bender. Take it away, Krista.
Thanks, Rich. Actually, I was quite excited because tonight I was able to do yoga on my new Yoda mat because I got some new Star Wars yoga mats, so I was very excited for that. So tonight we have two cool guests, one person who is new to us but not new to Corey, and that is, I should have asked him how to say his name, Sal Biondio.
That is correct. You got it right.
Yay! Points for me. Thanks for joining us, Sal. And the other guest is one of our fanboys. You know him very well if you're in the Philly area, and that's Mike Shin.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks for having me again.
So,
again.
Yes, we're having him again.
Which I don't get to say very often. So
I said no woman ever. We're having Mike again. we didn't have enough of Mike the last time, so we decided to invite him.
We never get enough of Mike. No. We were supposed to have another Mike tonight, by the way, but that Mike couldn't make it, so we've got this Mike instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
So I don't know Sal. Corey knows Sal, so why don't you tell us, Sal, how you got to know Corey and how he suckered you into spending your Wednesday night with us.
Suckered is true, yes.
Yeah, suckered is true. Shoot, that was a long time ago. How long? I've known you more than, what, 10 years now?
It's been about that long, yes. But how do you stay so young is the question.
Lots of drinking.
There you go. I think we all know the secret.
No, not coffee there.
No, yeah,
but, okay. I worked with Corey at ABA, Audio Visual Associates, back in, years ago. He taught me everything I knew about selling, and which is why I stopped.
Which is why you're not selling anymore.
That's why I don't sell anymore. I left that a long time ago, but
yeah,
we sat next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Got along with making fun of our boss and the Mets.
Yeah. Well, we don't make fun of the Mets, but we did make fun of the boss.
So. We did. Yeah. We always made fun of the boss.
That's right. Yeah. There was a little statement that that Sal made up while we worked there. So, we'll say that tonight too. But Sal and I also worked with another guy who was a very good friend of ours, who was actually, I don't know if I remember properly, we did a show with him, and his name's Adam, and we worked with that guy too. He calls himself the Kermedian.
Also, we did not inherit his love for ball gags, which is cool too.
That's right. We did not. How about that? I don't know. This is all coming back to me somehow. With Adam and a basement and some other stuff I can't remember right now. I don't know. It's very vague. Very vague in my mind.
I'm a sucker for a good gag ball. And you know what I realized? That I never will probably ever wear chaps, but I do have leather pants.
Oh.
But you do have a pair of yoga pants that are split.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
and
right.
They were really cool ones, too. They had the little plant that went up the side, the plant that comes out of the pipe for Mario. They were adorable.
Mario, the pipe is now completely open.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Blow it open.
Right. So Chris is a yoga master. We know that, right?
For a while, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, hey, Sal, you ever do yoga?
If by yoga you mean drinking, yes, lots.
Sure. Hey, Mike, yoga? Ever do it? And there he goes again.
Mike just took a page out of the Privetti handbook and he muted himself. And
that was such a good statement.
You know what it is?
On mute.
You know what it is? I have a mute button on my mic that I'm used to using, and for whatever reason, I clicked the button this time too and double muted myself.
Would somebody give him like a signal when he's on mute so he, you know, he knows he's on?
No, I'm just going to stick to the button here just because.
Okay.
Easier.
All right, Mike, you had something good to say.
Yoga every night is my plan, and the neighbors really enjoy. I have a fan base from across the way that really kind of times their clocks to it.
No, I don't
do the yoga.
I don't want to see that, actually.
No,
Please don't put it up on Facebook or YouTube or anything, okay?
Actually, I'm just going to make a video of myself doing it just for you tonight, Corey.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this so much.
Did this become the Yoga AV Power Up episode?
Yeah, looks like it. Yoga? Or Yoda?
Yoga.
Because a couple shows back, it was all about grilled cheese sandwiches and fancy. Yeah.
No, well, this could be the Yoga and Grilled Cheese Sandwich show if you want.
Well, if as long as we're talking about being healthy and staying young and looking well and you're all about yoga, I'm more of a Pilates person. That's just my personal preference. Staying young, it's all about Pilates and the tears of Drake. And that's how you stay young.
Awesome.
That was not a stuffer thing. It is not endorsed as such.
No, but do you have any stuffer things for us, Johnny?
Come back to me.
Okay.
Crime.
Not really.
Aww. All right. Hey, Rich. What do you got for us? You want to talk about why don't you tell the story that you told to me of when you were talking to Corey and you saw the bright shiny thing?
So this is the highlight of my Infocom's visit in New York last week. Standing in front of V-Brick.
No, Sonic Foundry.
Sonic Foundry. And Corey and I talking about something, and Krista's talking to the Sonic Foundry.
Some hot AV guy, probably.
Yeah.
Which doesn't exist.
And over Corey's left shoulder, I see this flashing light. It was I tried to ignore it, and Corey's talking and telling me something that I was listening to at first, and then I saw the light again.
Wait, were you ignoring me and looking at the light?
No. Well, I was drawn to the light. I really was.
You were drawn to the light.
I was like a moth to a flame, just like Madonna's song. And,
don't go into the light.
And Rich. I was there.
Rich, you're not that old, man. You're not that old.
You were right in front of me. And I actually felt bad until I leaned over your shoulder, looked over your shoulder, and saw that it was planar. It was their 32-inch OLED transparent display.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an aha moment that I'll remember until I get to my next aha moment. And it was amazing. I walked away and stood there in front of it and just looked at it, and it was flashing some.
Did you thought that was the light? You were supposed to walk into the light?
I tried. I bumped into the glass. My glasses got all cockeyed on my face. Not to be confused with a gag ball, but they got all cockeyed on my face. And it was truly, truly amazing. And I was standing there waiting for the end of the show to come. And, hey, I got $50 in my pocket. This way you don't have to wrap it up and take it home. I'll buy it. But they said no.
I have two questions. Number one, I'm not sure how you can confuse that for the light. And number two, I'm not sure what it has to do with a gag ball. But, you know, it's okay that you would say that, because I have no idea what it would have to do with a gag ball either. So... You know, I mean, that's all fine. But, you know, it's good that you were inspired at that moment that you were there with me, Rich.
Yes.
Because I almost feel responsible for that moment that you had.
I do owe you. I do owe that moment to you, because we were talking about something that was very important that I don't remember now. And it was a great show. Mm. In addition to that, you know, hanging out with you and discussing some other things, it was. I enjoyed it immensely, and I.
So you're telling me I'm an amazing inspiration for you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, wow! You're probably the only one in this world, I would say. Right? Krista's shaking her head. Yes. Sal's shaking his head. Yes. Hey, Sal. Wait. I never inspired you back in the day. Is that what you're saying?
Define inspire.
I can't. It has nothing to do with gag balls either. So don't worry.
You inspired me to stop selling.
Oh, yes, that's right. Get out. quick.
Get out quick.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, so you left the AV industry, Sal, and you became an Apple genius, right?
That is true. I did. Mm-hmm. That was a couple years later, but yeah, I worked for Apple as a genius for 2 years.
Uh-huh. So
Technically, I still am because my certification does not expire.
Oh, okay. So what let you down the, yes, that's right, Rockaway Mall, right? Yeah, yep, for all you New Jersey listeners, the Rockaway Mall,
that's up in North Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I dated a guy from there sometime, but it wasn't you, Sal.
You probably went into the Apple store and there he was.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't so Sal.
No, it wasn't Sal. What do you have to do to be an Apple genius? Like, just show up and ignore people?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
They're all snobs, aren't they?
No.
You are.
No, really, to be honest, it might not seem like it to a lot of people, but they really do want to help you at the source, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
In an elitist way, they really, really want to help you.
It's like their shit don't stink, right?
Just that, when you come in and you think you know more than us, and then we have problems.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, Johnny is an Android master.
I said I wouldn't use the word master, guru, or any other flavor of the word.
Well, don't they usually use like candy? So it'd be like, you're the cotton candy of it.
I think it's really sugar coated. There you go.
There it is.
Uh huh. There you go. So anything to say to an Apple genius there, Johnny?
Yeah. Where can I get my new iPhone?
Apple Store.
Apple Store?
Apple Store, yeah.
Explain to me why the iPad Pro exists.
Let's see. If I could come up with a reason, I would tell you.
Sal's at a loss.
Well, no. I do agree with him on that. I mean, when you've got the iPad, it works just fine. You got an iPad Mini, I was against that. And from the minute they started talking about it as well, I'm like, well, it's a small tablet. Who cares? The iPad itself is the right size. It does everything you need. You can draw on it. You can type on it. If an iPad itself is too big for you to take somewhere, then maybe you should just stick to a phone.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. The only people like in the AV industry, I think using the iPad Mini, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. I think they all feel like that the Mini was like the perfect size for remote and control systems, but I kind of feel like, okay, yeah, kind of, but I mean, again, it's like if you can't just get up and walk to the control of the wall, then just use your phone, right?
And either way, you can mount both of them on the wall.
Correct.
Whether it's a mini or standard size, in my opinion. They both do the same thing. Maybe for a kid, you get them an iPad Mini. It's a cheaper option, which seems to be the way that they're going since we lost Steve. Is that, Steve wanted, he's like, we need consumer pro for PCs and laptop desktops and laptops, and that's the way he wanted to go. So that's it. And then everybody started like, oh, you need this, you need that, and Steve's just like, fuck you, no we don't.
And now his predecessor is making everything that Steve said we never were gonna make.
Yeah, that seems to be that way. Not really coming up with anything good, in my opinion, also.
Okay, well, you've heard of all of Sal's opinions and then some tonight, so, thanks for the opinion, Sal. You are an Apple guy for sure.
I've got lots of opinions, and I'll be honest with them, too. I love Apple, but there are some things that I'm like, just like, what the fuck are you doing? It's just stupid.
That has spoken like a true Apple person, by the way.
You're like, what the fuck are you doing? This is stupid. I'll take two. Here's my money.
Take all of my money.
Take it now. I don't need this, but I'm paying for it.
I think I'm going to go into the Apple store in a rage tomorrow. Watch everybody go, See what they do, I've got a few things on my mind. Why don't I share them in the Apple store tomorrow, Maybe. You think so? Do people normally share, what's on their mind in the Apple store?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They sure do.
Got any good stories?
Ooh. Oh.
While you're searching for a good story, how many times has anyone come in there asking for a Zune? I'm sure there's at least one person you're like,
oh wait, yeah, his name was Corey and we kicked him out.
I had a Zune. I lost it in 2007.
Well played, Sal.
Yeah, well played. Nice going. Yeah, I had a Zune. I did. I lost it, like, you know, I think 6 months after I got it. So, but
in a poker game or
the what?
In a poker game? Like, how do you lose a Zune?
I think I just accidentally lost it in the
Mike, club. Didn't you hear the story how Corey lost his iPad at Infocom when he was there for like 3 nanoseconds?
Corey was in a back alley dice game in the back of Infocom going on, and he lost it to some shady people.
Yeah, Krista never lets me live that one down about how I put down the iPad and it evaporated.
I literally leave the guy for like 3 minutes and he loses an iPad.
It was at the FSR booth. All of a sudden it was gone.
Corey went all in on poker games.
You know those little straps that you have to put on a binky for a kid so when they spit it out, it doesn't like get lost? You need to do that for Corey's iPad.
Yeah, okay, Krista's going to put one on my new iPad.
I can do that for ball gags too.
I can totally relate to that because in the last year, I have lost my phone 3 times. Once left it in the front pouch on the plane on an international flight and already went through customs before I could, you know, realize that my phone was there. Second time, left it on the counter in a bathroom and 3 minutes later went back to get it, was gone. And third time was actually at the Comedy Cellar in New York and had to then get in the cab and go back down to the village from where I was in Uptown, 2 hours after I realized it in order to pick it up. So Corey is to iPads and electronic devices as I am to my phone.
See, he's got a better story than me, Krista.
But Apple created the solution for that with their iStrap or Apple Watch or whatever they're calling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wearing it at the time and it didn't work.
There you go.
So, Mike, when we go to dinner together and whenever we made that date, should I put your phone automatically in my purse so I hold on to it for you?
Sure, but I won't even notice that it's gone.
Awesome. So I'll just start, like, wildly texting your entire contact list of inappropriate stuff.
So
I do that enough on my own, Krista. I think you've realized that by now.
I know. That was such a great thing. I couldn't understand your text. And then the next morning, you're like, that's what you get for me being nice. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? So for everybody that doesn't know, Mike stood me up for dinner the other night, but he had a really good excuse. And then he drunk texted me at midnight that night.
Mm-hmm. I heard the story. We were supposed to get on you tonight, Mike, but Krista already let the cat out of the bag on that one. So, yeah, you left her standing, and then you drunk texted her. I don't get it.
I'm actually surprised that I didn't find it on several websites Tuesday morning. But,
I was being nice.
I own my mistakes. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next time. Definitely next time. So, anyway, we have Stacy. That's right. Stacy's here. Hi, Stacy.
Hello. I'm still here. Yes.
Does she have something for us tonight, Krista?
She's got coffee.
She does. She actually has a lot of stuff for us tonight.
She does. So, that's great.
Yeah. That's great. Really good. So actually, yeah, I wanted to talk to Stacy and everybody else to ask them how they feel about using out of office for their emails at work, because I had a recent scenario where I had a situation with a manufacturer and I wasn't getting the answer that I needed. And I had CC'd in my rep who I thought was going to help me, and like a day or two went by and he didn't answer. And then I realized he was on vacation. And the only reason I knew he was on vacation, because I then remembered a personal conversation we had. So it really would have helped if he had his out of office on, because then I would have bugged somebody else. So I wanted to know from a manufacturer side, if that was something that Stacy thought was important, if she's dealing with, customers or even coworkers or anybody else, if she thinks that it should be used or not used.
Right. And, you know, this is something that kind of came up in our office, where management was toying with the idea of, should we have our salespeople use out of office when they're gone or not? Because theoretically, if they are on the road for business, they should be answering their emails. And in my opinion, I think it's a great idea to have it on there, even if you just say, hey, I am on the road. It might take my email response will be delayed by an hour or two, because a lot of times, being the manufacturer, if I have a dealer and they are looking to place an order and they need it overnighted, if they send an email needing to know if it's in stock or what the price is or something like that, a lot of times they don't have an hour or two to wait if the salesperson's on the road, where I'd rather them just say, hey, I'm on the road, contact Stacy for immediate assistance, or anyone in the office for immediate assistance, in my opinion. Others in our office think opposite of that. So, I mean, and I don't know how, as a customer, I mean, would you rather get an out of office from someone or not? Is kind of my question.
I would, because Then a lot of times either they tell you who to contact then in place of them, or at least mm-hmm. I know that they're not there, and then I can just start dialing for dollars. So right. Yes, I would like to get that.
Oh, go ahead, Johnny.
I just want to say really quick, I think that they should get an out of office reply, but the problem I see with some of that stuff is that you have techs, at least where I'm at, that get up at crack of dawn to travel very far to get to remote places where there is no service. And so they don't even get a chance to get in the office where they have access to mm-hmm. their work email. So by the time they get back, it's who knows what time, and there could be a million emails. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with planning, schedulers, things like that. And it's really tough to plan for that, because maybe someone else is planning the text and they aren't coordinating any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think communication too is just a big part of it, especially if it's people within my office. If it's someone that I'm emailing that is outside of my office and they don't have an out of office message on, I get super annoyed, because I am someone that if I need an answer, I want it 10 minutes ago. I don't want to wait 5 hours. I want you to tell me who else I can talk to.
Am I missing something as to why you wouldn't put an out of office out on? Right. I mean, I don't understand. The way I look at it is that you, let's say I'm working with Corey like I used to. If Corey's going to be out, he'll be like, hey, Sal, I'm going to be out for XYZ time. I'm going to put you as my out of office contact. If mm-hmm. it needs anything, they're going to contact you. You know, can you help them out? Or, you know, something along those lines. I don't, you know, is there something that I'm missing as to why people aren't doing that?
Yeah, it was a discussion in our office as to should salespeople be putting on an out of office if they're traveling, not vacation or anything, but say you're going on the road, right? So theoretically they are working, but should they put something on saying, "Hey, I'm on the road, emails might be delayed"? In my opinion, I think that's what they should do.
I agree. I would definitely. Right,
yeah, I mean, don't say I'm totally unavailable, because you shouldn't be.
Right. Because even then, I mean, people need rush orders for stuff. Oh, I need this tomorrow. Well, I'm not going to get, you know, Corey's not going to get his email for 4 hours. I need to get a hold of somebody now to make sure it happens. It's 12 o'clock, and, you know, 4 o'clock, they're going to miss the overnight shipment time.
Yep, exactly. Now, that was kind of my theory on it, too. So it's still in discussion at our office on what salespeople should do, but it's nice to get other sides of it, too. Other opinions.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I'm in the opinion that if you're traveling, or if you're like at a show and you're not going to be 100% dedicated, but you could still check your emails or check voicemails, you still should say something. Mm-hmm. I recently had an issue with my out of office. I didn't realize it would do this, so I guess I got to set up some new rules, but I get other coworkers' emails as well. So when I was on vacation, two other guys, any customer that emailed them, their customer would automatically get an out of office from me, even though they were emailing, you know, Bruce or Mike. So halfway through my trip, I'm getting an email saying, can you turn off your out of office? And I'm like, why? People need to know that I'm not in the country and not working. And then I realized it's because everybody is getting an out of office from Krista Bender, even if they don't know who the hell Krista Bender is, because they were emailing somebody else. And it actually happened the other day, because I put it on when I was away Thursday at Infocom Connections, and one of Bruce's customers replied back to me and said, oh, are you working on this project, or is Bruce working on it? Because I got your out of office. I'm like, oh, no, he's working on it. So that's just a weird thing on my end, so I got to figure out rules. But that's the only issue I ever had with out of office, with me setting it up.
See, I'm never out of office. I always answer my emails when I get them. So I never have to be out of office.
Even if you're at like Infocom or something.
Even if I'm at Infocom or something, I stay. Listen, I have my cell phone out all the time, and when an email comes in, I see it on my phone. And you know, there will be those occasional times when I don't answer emails, you know, fairly rapidly, but I certainly won't let a day, or let's say more than a day, go by. There's no
question. Corey is salesman of the year. He's not going to let anything go by. Come on. Nope.
But if it's a rush situation, they can't wait a day.
Well, no. If somebody needs something, you know, from me in a hurry, fine. And Krista always gets an email back from me 2 minutes after she sends it. So, you know, I mean, no, I don't make anybody wait. Uh-uh.
My personal
I'm going to start emailing you at like 4 in the morning.
Who, me?
Uh-uh. Corey, to see if he replies.
Yes.
Right.
Right away.
4 in the morning.
My personal opinion about the immediate response needed, though, we've become a society where we've forgotten how to use a phone. And, you know, I go by the general rule of I have about 90 to 120 minutes to reply to your email, which I think is pretty liberal, you know, because this day and age, a lot of people would expect same day service via email. But I give it, you know, about 2 hours. And if it's something that you need a response faster than 2 hours, I have this thing called a 10-digit number that you can dial and you can reach me and I will be able to respond. So that's just my general personal opinion on the, but I need an answer right now.
Now that could be in your email signature, but that would be the longest ass signature anybody could ever read. But that might be a good idea for an email signature. You know, hey, if you don't want to wait more than this time, call my number.
Lot better than, you know, think about the entire forest before you print this email. I mean, maybe just instead, how about calling me?
That's right.
That's correct.
I like talking on the phone, you know?
My email response says I'm out fighting crime, but if you need to reach me, you can send me a page.
Johnny does still carry a pager. That's right.
Obviously. Fax.
Yeah, I prefer fax.
I took the fax out to a field and went Office Space on it.
Hey, Sal, you guys still have a fax up there? Where are you working now, Sal?
I'm at Prudential right now.
Prudential. You guys have a fax, right?
Somewhere. You usually use emails. It's a new thing that they invented yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Sal doesn't have a fax. No. I don't have a fax.
I have an e-fax.
You have an e-fax. Okay. E-faxes.
Yeah, I get e-faxes.
There you go. That's close enough.
Some people still have fax. My grandma has a fax machine.
Your grandma has it. Does it blink? Does it blink 12 o'clock? I mean,
Well, that would be her VCR.
That still blinks 12. You used to be an AV guy. You could fix that.
Well, I still am an AV guy. I just don't sell AV anymore. I still can, you know, I can plug things in.
What exactly do you do?
And I still DJ. So that's where all my AV stuff comes in now.
Are you still doing AV there?
At Prudential?
Yeah.
No, tech support.
Tech support, okay. Yeah. You don't do AV.
Executive support.
Yes, executive support, right.
No, they hired some AV company that royally fucked up a conference room and it's all broken.
Oh, okay. That figures.
I'll send you an email.
Yeah, Mike Shin will help you. That's it. That's it. After the show, you give Mike your information and he will certainly take care of you.
ABC. Exchange fax numbers.
Mm-hmm. I got to find that fax number. It's somewhere.
And then, Sal, when Mike doesn't get back to you in a timely enough fashion, you can call me and then I'll help you.
Wait. We'll be passing out information to certain people on this show.
Whoever gets text messages will get my business.
Wow. So are you going to put your out of office on when Sal's getting in touch with you?
No.
There you go. They hear Prudential, Sal. They go, no out of office messages.
No, Prudential.
Yeah.
I work for the executive. I'm executive support. So I work for the CEO, his cronies, and their cronies.
Mm, wow. Old cronies.
Yeah.
Well, we've already covered that I can certainly send texts. It's a question of whether or not I receive them. So we'll give it a try.
All right. Wait. We'll test this out. You know, we'll have Sal on again and Mike on again on a show, and then we'll find out who won, I guess, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm pretty good at setting up contests that I will lose on. So, you know, if you want me to buy you dinner, just ask me to bet you something.
Because I never lose.
Yeah, Krista just lost the contest with predicting the weather, and I heard she lost miserably.
So that means I should be a meteorologist because I got it wrong.
You'd be perfect as a meteorologist then.
The meteorologists I know are always right. They're just not for the day that they're talking about.
A week in advance.
Oh, yeah. Just point at shit and be like, yeah, something's going to happen sometime.
So now we know that Sal supports the cronies at Prudential. So there you go. Good stuff. And yeah, so what kind of tech are you dealing with these days, Sal?
What are they using there? Honestly, it's still regular. The rack I looked at the other day, AV rack, of course. I couldn't even tell you. It doesn't look any different from when we were putting racks together.
Oh, okay. So wait, yeah. Are you supporting AV stuff?
No.
I'm saying, what are you doing in your
job? Oh, what am I doing?
I don't care about the AV crap. What are you doing in the job?
Oh, it was an AV show. I thought you were asking me AV questions.
No, I want nothing to know about AV now. I want to know what the hell you do.
No, I'm executive support. So when
I know that.
I'm about to tell you. I'm prefacing.
Okay, good.
I have a fussy baby. essentially, when people, when computers go down, I fix them. I can't send my email. This document won't open. I need this installed. I need that installed. Broken.
So let me get this straight. Your position, you're the computer goes down fixer.
Yeah. Okay. Basically. I'm tech support.
There you go.
Things up, I put them down.
Tech support.
I put them down.
That's it. That's pretty much what he did. And he gets paid very well to do it, too. How do we all get this gig? Man, who do you know?
Me?
Yeah.
My buddies started working at Prudential about 7 years ago, so that was kind of my in.
Oh, okay.
Just tell all the executives to stop looking at porn.
I do, actually.
There you go.
I literally tell them that. I'm like, well, this is happening. I'm like, well, stop going to those websites at work.
That's what keeps crashing your computer. I keep telling you that,
right? I tell people that a lot.
Yeah. They don't listen, do they?
No, not really.
There's something wrong with these people. I don't know what it is.
There's a lot.
There's a lot wrong with these people, actually.
There's a lot.
So, Krista and Mike are going to compete for Sal's business. That's for sure.
Yeah. Corey, question. Does this mean that Sal is a representative of the AVIT Convergence?
Sal is absolutely a representative of the AVIT Convergence. Hey, Sal, do you remember AVIT Convergence back in the day? It was game-changing.
Vaguely.
You know? It was game-changing.
Vaguely.
Vaguely? No, we were talking about it back then. It was something
you think
that
I paid attention in meetings.
Well, that's true. We didn't pay.
I didn't really, because if you remember, I didn't get paid my commissions.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I got fucked out of my commissions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh, 6 months. We'll talk about it 6 months later. Oh yeah, another year. Well, so, then why am I working? That's why I didn't really do
that. So then you were not required to know anything about AVIT Convergence then?
Right. I did it all myself.
This is true. Actually, if you ask me, Mike, Sal created Convergence.
We have you to thank.
It's his fault.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
It's all his fault.
AVB exists because of Sal.
Excellent. Hey, Sal, how old were you when you worked with Corey? Because for those of the people that can't see you, you look like an embryo now. So were you a zygote when you were with Corey?
Yeah, it was very early.
He had a tail.
I did.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I just posted a screenshot to Facebook. So there are those out there who are already looking at Sal right now. So for those who will hear this and see the pictures, I think they're going to believe that. Yes, Sal was a zygote when back in the day I was working integration sales.
I had a tail. I breathed through my gills. And so what was I, 24, 25 back then?
Yeah, I think you were in your early to mid-20s.
Do you remember what year it was?
I'm trying to remember the exact year we worked together. Might have been like, what, 2000?
Five,
something like that,
yeah,
maybe.
So I was 24, 25, 26.
Yeah, you were kind of young.
Yeah, it was.
I was younger.
You sure?
Yeah. Krista didn't know me back then.
Well, all right.
I had a mustache.
That's okay. When
was Sweet 16?
I had a big mustache.
Wasn't it around that time?
Like what? Oh, yes, yes.
So around the time of Linda's Sweet 16.
Well, yeah. So anyway, Sal, pro DJ. I don't know. You know, I don't know if you do the DJ stuff anymore, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Sal is a pro DJ. He's damn good, too.
Thank you.
What's your DJ name?
Well, they just call me DJ Sal now.
DJ Sal. Yeah. But he did my daughter's Sweet 16, and I got to tell you, that was a hell of a night, man.
It was a lot of fun.
You did one tremendous job. I mean, my daughter wouldn't stop talking about it for a long time. I got to tell you.
I mean, come on. If Sal was like 24 then and she had him at your house, I mean, of course she was going to talk about him.
Well, it wasn't in my house. I wouldn't let him in my house.
No, he wouldn't.
Not with my daughter. but yeah, I think all the girls there that night were talking about Sal. In fact, I know they were talking about Sal.
Were they? I had no idea.
Oh, yes. Well, you have no idea. You were playing music, but they were definitely all talking.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was at Montclair State College last night doing an 80s karaoke party. I have no idea what college kids nowadays know about 80s music. And actually, they don't.
I think they do. Well, no, knowing from karaoke, they kind of do.
Hang on. I got to get a carrier.
Okay, yeah, take care of that kid.
I'll be right back.
They know about 80s music like I know about Frank Sinatra.
You do know about Frank Sinatra.
Well, I'm from Jersey. How can I
know? All right. There you go. Where was he born there, Mike?
He was a, let's see, wait a minute. Across the river from New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he was actually born there. I think he was born, wasn't he born in the Oranges?
I thought it was Hoboken.
I know he lived.
Oh, I was really hoping you would say Weehawken because I love the name of that town.
Weehawken.
Yes. What?
Yeah, like Weehawken.
There's a town called Weehawken.
Weehawken.
There's also a Manahawken.
Manahawken. There's a lot of Hawkins. What do you know?
Yeah, but it's not Wee. That's cute.
No, it's not Wee. It's Mana. So now that Sal is gone, disposing of the kid, what do we got?
I still can't get over the name Weehawken. It just sounds like we're out like.
Biden it's where AB Hawks are born.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like we're out in a field with a net. Like, come on, Weehawken.
Maybe it's AB Hawken.
It's actually the activity that we refer to now when you're operating a drone.
Weehawken. There you go. Weehawken, come on.
Weehawken. So, Johnny, you know, have you seen any AB Hawks lately at Pete's?
No, because I'm now local, like just down the street from my house at the local store for me. And I don't go to that Pete's. The other Pete's here is across the street from the jail. So the only Hawks that I see are jailbirds.
Jailbirds. Okay. Sal came back with the kids strapped to his.
Everyone meet Carlos.
Oh my gosh. This is just too much already. So Sal, favorite coffee. What is it?
Ooh. You know what? I just had the Dunkin' Donuts macchiato and it had me wired for 4 hours.
Oh,
so it was pretty powerful.
Aditi, there you
sounds
go.
Dangerous.
Well, that's what I drink when I go back to Jersey. I do not drink Starbucks in Jersey. I drink Dunkin' Donuts when I go back into Jersey. It's a must.
Wait, why would you not go to like the mother shop for you? It's like your home away from home.
I actually, when I lived in Jersey, I never drank Starbucks. I only started drinking it here in Virginia. So when I go back there, I'm back in Dunkin' Donutsville. It's like my old persona comes back.
But
I forget
though,
Starbucks.
Dunkin' Donuts is still a bit more prevalent than Starbucks.
I mean,
Starbucks is kind of everywhere, but the Dunkin' Donuts is pretty much every corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh no, yeah. You're right.
Unless
it's funny.
You come to Minnesota, there's no Dunkin' Donuts.
Right, you're all Caribou there.
Caribou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, do any of these places have a pumpkin spice sugary double macchiato? Twisty palm with sprinkles on top?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess we're good.
I've never had one of those, and I never will.
It's called the Chris Christie special.
Yeah, he downs a few of those a day, I'm sure, huh? Yeah. So, Sal, you got all lit up on coffee today, huh?
Yeah, it was 2 days ago. I think I'm still
You're still wired on it.
Still a little jittery.
Still riding that wave, right?
Yep. Still a little jittery. Ride it out.
Yeah.
Me and Corey used to make DD runs.
Yes, we actually every day we would do DD runs, and the afternoon was really DD run time. And whoever went was out for like over an hour. Pick up the coffee.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was like the hour rest time for whoever won the DD trip.
Wait, why is it an hour? Was it an hour away, or do you just get
it was about 10 minutes away.
You come back to the office and actually do it?
Yeah, you just take your time and
you took your time, hung out.
Yeah, I get it.
Johnny, they were in sales.
I get it, right?
Now
Corey had his phone on him. It was the big
it's like the programmer's excuse of, like, you know, when you're dicking around the office and they're like, what you're doing, like, I'm compiling, get out of my cubicle.
That's right. That's right, exactly. But we were sales guys, and it's like the sales guy goes off for an hour and gets coffee.
I'm prospecting.
I'm prospecting, right.
And well, I used to leave early all the time, be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to someplace.
We had a sign-out sheet. It was the funniest thing. We had to actually sign out when we went somewhere.
Say where we were going and everything.
How many times did you make up a client when you signed out, Sal?
Every day.
All the time, right, yeah. Exactly.
Because I was out trying to get my commission.
He was trying to find his commissions, exactly. No, I mean, literally, I was out all day on client calls and everything, and then I'd get a call, where are you now? And I'd make up something good, I guess. But, no, I was out all day doing client calls. It's just, you know, hey, when it was a Dunkin' Donuts run, we all looked forward to the Dunkin' Donuts run. It was like the cool part of the day.
What we do at our office, although not that much, but they talked about it today and it didn't happen, we do a Dairy Queen run.
Because there's a Dairy Queen right down the
it's like a mile away, and usually we can sucker somebody to go there.
There's no Dairy Queen in Newark, but yeah, I'm sure I can find a crack spot.
There you go. Okay. So yeah, look for a DQ out there in Newark, Sal. And
I got McDonald's across the street. They have soft serve, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, do they?
That counts.
But that's gross.
Still counts.
I know they have breakfast sandwiches all day now.
They do.
Yes. Not all the breakfast sandwiches, though. I went in the other day asking for one and they didn't have it. I said, well, you say you have breakfast all day. Yeah, well, not all of it. I said, oh.
Wait, they only serve some of the breakfast sandwiches?
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of, I don't eat McDonald's, or haven't in a while at least. Not that I don't eat it. But I'm really upset that they discontinued the Stagel, or what I refer to as the Stagel, the steak bagel breakfast dealio.
Oh, did they?
Oh, that one was so good.
No, I mean, if you ever wanted to cure a hangover, just eat one of those, and then you'll probably just wake up dead or with diabetes. But it would cure a hangover for sure.
Wow.
No kidding. That's constipation. It would lube you up. I mean, you're
right.
The amount of grease that would pour out of that thing.
You might be in trouble for days reading those things, you know.
They drained a grease trap right into that Stagel, and oh my God.
You must have an iron stomach, Johnny. You really must.
Oh, I think it's all gone now. But, you know, after one Stagel, I endorse McDonald's. After one Stagel, there's nothing left. It's gone.
There is no stomach left in him. McDonald's, I don't, you know, breakfast sandwiches, yeah, I don't buy it yet. Have them all. And, I'll be in Jersey next week, as a matter of fact. So, hey, Mike, I'll be passing through your neck of the woods.
Now we should meet up. When?
We should. I don't know. I'll let
Please,
you know.
Mike, meet up with him, because then
so Krista doesn't have to. Exactly. Yeah, that's how Krista avoids meeting up with me. She makes you do it.
You guys can all meet up at McDonald's and get, you know, their secret off-menu free menu. I think it's like for every McDouble they get, they gave away free McDiarrhea. So something to watch out for. It's free, so you're welcome, America.
Actually, it's buy one, get one.
What's that?
Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
I go back, you know, near home.
Near
Morris Plains.
I was going to say, can you be more vague?
No, you know where I used to live.
Yeah, well, okay. I didn't know if you were coming to the area, to home.
To the area, yes.
The area.
Hey, if you want to see me, I'll be there too. So, you know.
When?
Next week. Monday's a bad day. No, that's the day I see my daughter. And
I said I'm busy that day.
You're busy. No, I'll be in Sunday and leaving Tuesday, so.
Oh. You'll catch him Black Friday at Woodbridge Mall. He'll be in a red suit with a white beard.
That's right.
There. Find him in front of the Windows store, right?
The Windows store. Yeah, I'm starting to grow now. Yeah, I got to tell you, it's funny. Black Friday, you know, the Microsoft store. You can actually see into the Microsoft store on Black Friday. Always. The Apple store?
Got it. Forget it.
Never happened. Hey, Sal, was Apple store like, you know, people would trounce other people on Black Friday at the Apple store?
No, because they never had any real sales on Black Friday.
That's what I'm saying. They never have sales.
Nope. People go in there and they're like, oh, I got to get a kid a computer for Christmas. What kind of sales do you have? We can offer you this case for $3 off.
We have none. We're Apple, right?
Right.
Leave us alone.
We have a 30-day free subscription to Apple Music you can take with this computer home with you.
Oh, we have an extended return period, too.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, yeah. That's something to get all excited about. Yeah, and Best Buy does too, and the rest of them. So,
well, what's funny is they say that they don't need a Black Friday sale for people to come and shop, and it's true. Weird. Mm-hmm. People go in and spend all the money anyway.
That's this is true. This is true. They do. So
they don't even really need marketing, honestly.
They don't.
No, save the money.
They have those stupid commercials, and I don't understand it.
No, not at all. I don't know why they think they do. But if you want to go to the Microsoft store, there's lots of room. So,
ooh, when? How can I get an Xbox One for cheap or free?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Trade in your old Zoom.
Trade in your Zoom and you can get
they'll
one.
They'll give me a battery.
Yeah. they'll give you an iPod Nano.
Are they doing Zoom trade-ins now?
Did they ever?
So, well, since they canceled the Zoom Music service.
There was a Zoom Music service?
They just canceled the Zoom Music service.
If you are one of the people in the world who's been into a Microsoft store and you ask about a Zoom, they will give you $20.
Mm. There you go.
Sweet.
Maybe the Apple store. Maybe Apple's taking Zoom trade-ins. I don't know. I lost mine, so it doesn't matter. On purpose.
You heard about Beats by Dre. This is Zoom by Manilo.
I don't want to talk about Zune anymore.
It touches your heart, doesn't it?
No.
It hurts a deep burn?
You know, if you take some of that grease from that Stegel, you can put it on a Zune, you know where you can hide that thing?
From the depths of which it came from?
Krista, what's next?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about, Corey? Do you want to talk about some blogs? Yeah, you want to talk about some stuff?
Are we going bacon?
Sure, let's go bacon. Why not?
Cause I went bacon this week. I actually did a few, talked about well, I think
I didn't notice. My feeds didn't blow up every 2 minutes of Corey writing another bacon.
No, but it probably blew up of the different ways that Starbucks spells his name.
Ah, well, there was a post on that today.
Today was the best. What was today? K-O-R-R-E, I think?
No. The woman at Starbucks, we talked about it the other day. She said, I'm going to start spelling your name different ways. I said, okay. So sure enough, she saw me today. She said, okay, here's the first one. And she did. I said, oh, that's a good one. Okay. And I said, all right, you're getting posted on Facebook right away. And Krista immediately, what'd you say? That's the best one so far or something like that?
Yeah. I happened to like log in for a second and your cup of crap showed up with it spelled wrong. And I was like, that's awesome.
There will be another one tomorrow.
What Starbucks do you go to that they print your name out on a sticker?
Yeah, that's what they do. They print the name on the sticker. They're wasting, they're killing trees. They're
killing trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Piss off more people. Good job.
Yeah, they don't write
it on the cup. Anything about eFax?
Excited via eFax. That's it.
Actually, you email them your name. They print the email and then they tape it up.
There you go.
Well, but you can order your drink on the way there.
I know you can order through the app. Yeah, you can. But they like to have me order it there and spell my name wrong. So there will be a new misspelling tomorrow.
And then they like to have you sit there and write blogs and call people and.
That's right.
Stuff and
that's right.
Like, oh, there's that guy again. What's his name? Carl? Carol?
Corin? It's right? That's something. It's a name.
It's something that starts with a C, a K, or, you know, whatever sound could possibly start my name. This morning's was a K. Tomorrow we'll see. She'll get creative every day. She might spell my name backwards one day.
You need to like start coming up with a really extravagant name, like every time you go in there, that it has nothing to do with your actual name.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they all know my name there, so they're just going to take different they'll spell it middle ways, sideways. You know, it'll be fun. We'll see.
Well, like tomorrow, you should be Corey the Blogbarian or whatever.
Would you like to see that one, Johnny?
Obviously, I said it.
Okay, we'll see if I can get that done. We'll see if they have that many letters to print out. But anyway, so speaking of the Pogbarian, I did write a few this week, and I know, I think Rich is going to talk a little bit about connections and the light that he saw. So I'll kind of talk about my other one that I posted today. So it's called What Should Go Under the Tree This Year? The drones discussion continues. So my good friend Christina Eng posts a tweet this morning about Watson predicting Legos and Barbies over drones for Christmas this year. And there were a few people tagged, and sure enough, I said, huh, I'm going to do something with this one. So I did go all bacon this morning and write this one. And it is up on the publication, and it shows a couple of different drones that are out there, one by DJI, one by Unique. And I talked a little bit about connections. Eric Jameson with Stampede, who was there, did a session called Unmanned Vehicle University, Drone Video Systems to Broadcast and Capture Live Events, which I understood was a very, very good session. And, you know, I'm talking about how Stampede is very serious now about drones in the market, and not just in consumer, but in commercial as well. Christina, who is the COO of UAS Solutions Group that is partnered with Stampede, you know, she too is very seriously looking into application in the commercial space, does want to know more. Christine and I do talk, and we're going to continue to talk about this. And, you know, I just think it's very intriguing discussion now where, you know, there are some who are questioning drones in the commercial space at this point, and then there are others who really feel that it could have an impact. You know, I for one am. There's still more to go on that. But I have to say Stampede is really, you know, they're really out there seriously looking at the market, and, you know, their partnership with a video, with Vidyo, the video conferencing solutions provider, which was introduced in at Infocom in June, is a big deal as far as I'm concerned. So you know, while Watson predicts Lego's Hello Barbie, which that's a scary proposition right there, DSLRs, Nike running shoes, and more, I think more people right now are seriously looking at drones, but, you know, there are related discussions as well in terms of privacy and security.
I have Legos on my wish list.
Do you really?
Yeah, because the Doctor Who Lego set's coming out.
Oh.
I need it.
Well, Watson was talking about the Millennium Falcon and, you know, all the kids who want that one under the tree as well as others. But I did not see the Doctor Who Lego set mentioned.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it comes out the first or second week of December. It was just enough to be after my birthday, but before Christmas.
Oh.
So anybody who's listening who wants to exchange Christmas gifts, I'm already going to know what you're going to get me, but I'll get you something in exchange.
Oh, wow. So it's all about Doctor Who right now, Krista, huh?
Always.
Hmm. Cool. So Sal, Lego set? Preferred?
Sure. I want ones that look like turntables.
Turntables.
I'm going to have her make them. She's going to, when she gets older and starts playing with stuff like that, she's going to make me the little turntable set.
How old is your daughter now?
Almost 3 months.
3 months. So when she gets older, she's going to make Lego turntables.
Yes.
And how old are you going to be at this point?
I'll
be dead.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. I mean, Krista will be around.
Yeah, everybody, you know what I have right now, Sal, and I could wait a little bit longer till she gets a little older. I have a set to make a 70-something Volkswagen bus. You know, it's like 1,000-some pieces, and it's got the top where it pops up and everything, so I just haven't put it together yet.
You can hand it off to her. Yeah. Everybody tells her, like, oh, she's going to be so smart, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but she's still my kid, so she's going to be lazy.
Hmm.
So that's going to do half of it and be like,
Hey, Sal, of everything you've said tonight, that's for damn sure. That's a guarantee. Hey, Mike, so Lego set, man, what?
Oh, geez. I actually was in the toy store about 3 weeks ago, just staring at the Lego aisle, wanting so badly to buy the brand new city version of the train set, because I had one as a child, and just could not decide to spend $249.99 on that. But it, you know, was definitely tempting. I think if I had the choice, I'd probably create the Lego thong for my yoga workout.
I really have nothing to say. I'm going to go speechless on that one.
The worst part about that was is I started to like imagine that, and I'm like, no, stop. That's too.
Oh, I know you did, Krista.
I vote topic change.
Yeah, quick. Stacy, what does Natalie want? Quick.
Well, of course, Frozen Legos.
Of course.
Always a big thing. But she's pretty much just with whatever. She doesn't really make the set that you buy. She just likes to take
That's
them.
That's because she's a master builder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. She just likes to take them and make something.
And what about Ken's?
Well, I was going to ask Sal, coincidentally, because she seems to think that she needs a MacBook for Christmas.
Ken's is how old now? 14, 15?
14. 14. Mm-hmm. Yes. She uses mine all the time.
If you get just get her a Zoom, call it a day.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
If I got a Zoom for her. No. So, Sal, what do you say? The MacBook?
She's 14.
14, so she's going to have it from now all through high school.
Yes, and she has an iPad. Her school provides iPads.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So why doesn't she do everything on an iPad? Just get her a Bluetooth keyboard. What's the difference?
Good call.
What's the difference? Ask her. It's not a MacBook. She needs a MacBook.
That's because the answer.
Spoken like a true Apple fan.
Yeah, no, the answer is that our school iPad is very limited. They have, because the school provides it, they block.
Okay.
So she wants the laptop, I think mainly for Netflix, but she says for school too.
I mean, you can still, if she's not going to be storing a lot of stuff, you can probably go, you know, the low-end 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina, or even, I got to check the prices, I don't know offhand, but even the new MacBooks, the real super thin ones, those would be
Air?
Fine.
Is that the Air?
No, not the Air, the MacBook. Air. Not the MacBook Air, the MacBook. They got the gold one and the silver one and all that. So, honestly, you won't go wrong with any of them. So, you can even just find whatever's cheapest and go with it for what she wants to do. It'll work.
Or buy an iPod Shuffle and an Acer laptop for $250, spray paint it white, and the sticker that comes with the Shuffle, put it on the lid.
No, that's the problem. She has that cheap laptop already. She doesn't like it. It's too slow. And it's
because
not
it's enough. Gonna need, and she's going to need to replace it every year and a half.
That's true.
The MacBook you're going to have for at least 7 years.
Yeah. I will say, we always had PC laptops just personally in our house. And then I got a MacBook from work. Never will go back to anything other than my MacBook.
Once you go Mac, you never go back.
Yeah, it's the greatest.
You know, I did, though. I loved my MacBook, but then I didn't use it to its fullest potential. So then when I needed to replace it, it was so much easier to just buy a Windows laptop.
You know, it's cheaper to buy a Windows laptop. But it all depends on what you use it for, really.
Yeah, and I wasn't using it for all the coolness of Apple, but I really miss it because it was really super awesome. And it took me forever because I don't even know what Windows I have on here. I guess it's Windows 8, and I don't have that at work, so it took me forever to figure shit out. So I'm just now, like, after having it for like 6 months, figuring out how to use my laptop.
You know, Sal will remember how much he was getting all over my case about getting an iPad, you know, because back in the day it was all Windows.
No, it wasn't an iPad. It was a Mac.
No, you said getting a Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Sal just kept saying, you need to get a Mac. Get a Mac. But he was not kidding. He was like, you better get a Mac or else. I finally bought an iPad, and I said, there. Will that do? It's Apple. You know, and
then he said, there, I'm going to leave it at FSR's booth, so
I'm going to. And years later, I figured I'd lose it at FSR's booth. So there you go. Thanks, Sal.
Yeah.
Thanks awesome. For getting me to lose an iPad.
Hey, Rich. Nice. What do you got for hot jobs? Can we look for these hot jobs on an iPad?
Yes, you can look for these jobs on an iPad. You don't have to do the W's either.
Oh, not on an iPad. You don't.
No, definitely not on an iPad.
But if I want to, I can.
Yes, most definitely.
You'll don't just, do it. Don't do it. You won't like it.
All right.
Trust me.
You'll just be wasting three keystrokes.
Is true. That's life you're wasting there, by the way.
That's right. That's a serious amount of time.
Don't do it.
So I want to get the newest member of our newest guest here, Mike Jr., to type in and look at tierpm.com. Little Mike, can you type in tierpm.com? It's a great job search engine.
Who the hell is Little Mike?
Little Mike is
the guy with the sock puppet.
Little Mike.
Little Mike is with a sock puppet on his hand.
Little Mike is the guy that Corey lost in a back alley dice game to his iPad at Infocom. Little Mike.
No, it was his Zune that he lost in the dice game.
Well, that's what we're not seeing the real little.
There was an I think I threw it at somebody. I don't know. How did we get on to?
Sorry, continue, Rich. I didn't realize that.
Forget Mike. He can't type.
There was somebody else.
I'm getting this name. Mark Winner. Mark Winner keeps popping up.
Mark Winner.
Yes, he's at Tier PM. Never mind. Okay.
Oh, well, Tier PM. There you go. It's a lot of people, a lot of good people associated with it. So, job number 426 is, it's a shame Hope's not here, but lead Crestron programmer. It's outside of her area, but it's Kansas City, Missouri. And this ideal candidate will have at least 5 years of Crestron programming experience in the AV commercial integration industry and have experience setting direction, mentoring, leading teams of programmers, working with an exciting client and clients integration projects nationwide. That is job 426, lead Crestron programmer, Kansas City, Missouri. The great Tier PM website tells me job 426 is, little Mike, you getting this? Sales account executive. This is a telecommuting position, so it's perfect for you since you have no legs. It's job 424. This is a telecommuting position base from home office. Applicants can live in or near these metro areas: Boston, New York, or Philadelphia. See, perfect, little Mike. Seeking an experienced outside sales hunter to sell innovative information technology and AV collaboration technology solutions and services to Fortune 1000 corporate environments, education, and state government customers in your region and beyond. That is job 424, sales account executive.
And my boss might be the same last name as the color of my skin.
Wow. Okay. We're good? Let's see what's going on. All right. Listen. So last but not least, we have 423, account executive. And this is for convention exhibitor sales in the New York metro area. We are seeking a seasoned sales executive to sell event technology solutions to trade show industry customers, including audiovisual, computer, lead retrieval, digital signage, and other technologies specifically for utilization by participants of exhibits, trade shows, and conventions. This ideal candidate will have at least 3 years of experience and intimate knowledge of the New York City trade show area and exhibit market, as well as a significant book of business with trade shows, exhibitors, customers in the area. That is job 423, account executive, convention sales in the New York metro area. Mike, little Mike, did you get any of that?
Could you repeat it, please?
Sure. Well, stick around. We'll do it off air. Krista?
Oh, my God.
Does little Mike have a fax you can send that all to? Or?
Yeah, fax it to little Mike. Little Mike is a stock.
When did he become little Mike?
I don't know, but it's so great. And I love that he might potentially work for somebody named Green.
I don't think we're going to be able to end this properly.
You don't want to do it, little Mike. Don't do it.
Definitely not. No.
All right, so I think it's time to end.
Sal looks totally perplexed right now.
Sal's like, what the hell is this? So I'm going to put Sal out of his misery and tell him that we're finished here.
Please do.
So thank you, Sal, so much for thank you for joining.
Oh, you had fun? Good. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing your little bundle of cuteness with you.
No problem. She'll show up next time if I'm invited.
Yeah, I think you will be. Mike, thank you for showing up, and thank you for bringing little Mike with you.
By the way, everybody out there on Facebook can see Mike in his sock puppet right now. So
I saw that. Thanks, Corey.
Did you like that? Oh, boy.
So that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. On behalf of Rich Pervetti, Stacey Kringlin, Johnny Moda, Corey Moss, and me, Krista Bender, thanks for listening to AV Power Up.
Oh, geez. On behalf of everybody and Sal and Mike, little Mike, and his sock puppets.
Oh, little Mike.
And everybody out there listening, all 8 to 10 of you, we think. Thank you very much for listening to this show on this publication, and we will see you next time.